Blog Talk Radio.
Creator God. Now, talking about right now, listeners, is the time, you beloved souls, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words to fully express our appreciation, gratitude, and love for His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Again, many blessings to each and every one of you souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience, that is lighting up the flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is looking for a spirit and a soul to worship him in spirit and in truth. I am just excited to be celebrating with you on this, what we have come to the conclusion of, the Passion Week of our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ, as he prepared himself to lay down his life as the ultimate sacrifice for all the sins of the world, of all humankind throughout human history. And we have already celebrated that Good Friday where he made his triumphant entrance into Jerusalem to prepare himself as a living sacrifice. And now, as we prepare for what is Resurrection Sunday, we remember the time where our Lord Jesus' body laid in the tomb for 3 days. The Bible declares that in those 3 days that he journeyed into the depths where the souls that were of Old Testament time had prophetically believed and trusted in the Savior, the Messiah, to come one day. He went and he preached eternal life to them. The kingdom of God has come to those souls that preceded his coming into the earth. And now we prepare for his bodily resurrection from the grave on Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Goes right there. I will be sharing with you, for your spiritual consideration and your sanctified supplement, from the book of John, the 20th chapter, starting at verses 2 through 4, where we read those very first witnesses of our resurrected Lord Jesus reacted to this once in a human history event, when the first women at the Lord Jesus' tomb realized that his words of resurrection had become a true reality. They had to go run and tell it, y'all. As did the two disciples, Peter and John, who ran to the tomb to also bear witness. Are we as excited, enthused, and committed to our Lord Jesus Christ to run and go tell it like those in the Bible that we read about? We're going to talk about run and tell it. Run and tell that. Amen. Goes right there. Looking forward to my special guest that will be arriving here shortly on this Fire Gospel Experience. And yes, we will be, of course, shining our artist spotlight on Woman of God. Carmen Yates is here. I want to thank Woman of God, Shanine Bonner, for continuing to bring these anointed gospel artists to this Fire Gospel Experience platform. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Carmen Yates, you get yourself ready, sister girl. She's got new music, and I promise you, she's going to let you know she's a better me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when the Lord resurrected from the grave, guess what he did, y'all? He also resurrected in our souls. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for seeing us through difficult days and days of celebration. We thank you for being there when no one else was there. And most of all, Holy Spirit God, we thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh,
right now it's crazy. I remember being here before. God, I trusted you like I'm trusting in you now. All the praise to you for all the things you do.
Good to me, can't forget all the things that you've done. Looking for the things that to come.
I lift my hand, if you give me half a second, now I dance.
Continue to press on and believe God, and then they will be the witnesses that have to go run and tell it, because they seen us go through. They knew we wasn't going to be able to get back up from that last fall, from that last stumble that we went through. But praise be to our God, the same power that raised our Lord Jesus up from the dead is the very same God power that raises us out of trials, troubles, temptations, and circumstances. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Celebrate our resurrected Lord. And I have to tell y'all, straight up, I celebrate our resurrected Lord every single day. You know why? Because man of God, Lord, what will tell you? You have to do what you can right now. Guess what, y'all? Because tomorrow is not promised. Say that good stuff. Come on, remix.
Yeah. We told y'all, we're not worried about tomorrow. No. Can't wait till tomorrow. No, no. Tomorrow's not promised. I'ma live my life today. I ain't worried about tomorrow. Cause tomorrow's too far away. Tomorrow's not promised. I'ma live my life today. I ain't worried about tomorrow. Cause tomorrow's too far away.
Drink in my cup, all my party people know what's up. Like Lisa, if you loving life, then clutch your drinks up.
Cause today we're gonna celebrate.
Show love, cause the club's finna dub and dance the night away. Cause tomorrow ain't promised, I'ma jump out my pajamas, jump in a private plane and head to the Bahamas. Making money, counting commas, say my bond to the drama. I'ma live till I die, put that on my mama.
That's all I know. Tomorrow's not promised. I'ma live my life today. I ain't worried about tomorrow. Cause tomorrow's too far away. Tomorrow's not promised. I'ma live my life today. I ain't worried about tomorrow. Cause tomorrow's too far away. Far away, far away. Tomorrow's too far away.
I wanna thank God that I woke up. Even though I'm not happy, me and my girl broke up. I finally found a remedy. Instead of killing us and shakes and hugs to enemies, just saw a cop kill a black man on his 19 and lost 10 more friends to COVID-19. Right now this world is a mess. If you woke up this morning, put your hands up and tell God I'm blessed. Lost a lot, seen a lot. To you that might not mean a lot. I dream a lot, might not be much, but I'm thankful for the things I got. You can talk bad about me all that I care, cause none of that matters as long as I'm breathing air. I'm pretty sure you see me from a mile away, and if you feel me tell I hate it, you can never take my smile away. So it's no more excuses if you ask why. Deuce out the roof for the coupe, yo, and I'm blessed.
Tomorrow's not promised. I'ma live my life today. I ain't worried about tomorrow. Cause tomorrow's too far away. Tomorrow's not promised. I'ma live my life today. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Cause tomorrow's too far away.
Call for alcohol. $1 million in the bank and I'ma spend it all. If I tell you that I love you, say you love me back. Cause when I leave, ain't no guarantee that I'm coming back. Your mama's still living, better hug her tight. Got a husband all white, you better love him right. I don't know what's wrong with this life. What you need a gun for? What happened to fist fight? I may not have the money and looks you got when I arrive. I feel like the most beautiful, richest person alive. Tragic news flash. Kobe died in a plane crash. They saying that same trash. I'm sick of wearing his face mask. I pour a drink up, never let it get the best of me. I'm free and woke up this morning, past me Tennessee. I could have died a long time ago, but God said, you got one more rhyme to go.
Tomorrow's not promised. I'ma live
and
my life today.
That's why I'm gonna live my life.
I ain't worried about tomorrow. Cause tomorrow's too far away.
I ain't worried about tomorrow because I don't know who holds the future. I don't know what the future holds. Let me get this correct. I don't know what the future holds. But listen, I do know who holds the future. Now, let me say that part. The Almighty God does. Sounds of man of God. Little Runt is in the house, y'all. K talking about tomorrow's not promised. That's why we make it a point to testify and witness to those people that need to hear the life-fulfilling, life-sustaining, life-renewal message of our faith in Christ, our faith in Jesus. See, we're not putting our faith in a religion. A religion is just the outpouring of the faith walk that we have in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only human being ever in existence that has created a spiritual religious following, belief system that is still alive to oversee it and sustain it and make himself known in miraculous ways. See, here's the thing about our faith in God. He has determined to remain invisible to the human eye. But for those that have ears to hear and spiritual eyesight to see, we can't see the wind, but we certainly can see the effects of it. We can't see sound, but we certainly can see the sound effect from the waves. So God is saying, I want you to come on my terms. I gave you 5 senses so that you can go about the activities in your physical world, yes. But when it comes to the 6th sense, you have to apply a faith belief beyond your senses. And so God, we see you. God, we hear you. God, we sense and we feel your presence through the activity of our inner spiritual being. And that is the whole part of who we are, mind, body, and soul. There's so many people running around that have body, that have mind, but they have not participated in their own nutrition, sustenance, and well-being of their soul in a correct way. Yes, you can go out there and get some fake stuff if you want to, but I'm here to tell you, there will come a point in time when believing in those things other than in our Lord Jesus Christ, it will fail you. And it's actually failing you right now because your soul was created to know the divine true God. And any other thing will only give you a waning existence, which will ultimately fail you. That's why we plead and we pray and we testify about the good things of our God. Amen. Thank you, man of God, Lil Run. Tomorrow's not promised, but I tell you what, there are better days ahead. And right now, I'm a living witness. I am living my best, blessed life right here, right now. Through all of the trials and troubles, if you don't believe me, I have an unpublished autobiography called My Life in the Sunshine. If you get in touch with me, Ron E. Jefferson, you give me a call, 870-413-0220, 870-413-0220, or email me, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. I've written 2 published books, Listen to the Man, Think for Yourself for the Sisters and Those That Love Sisters, and my 2nd book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose for the Brothers and Those That Love the Brothers. But my first writing was a 10,000 essay, Final Examination, which I thought I was going to be a substance abuse counselor. It turned out to be the best writing of my life, and it is a miraculous testimony about how God took me through feelings of being unappreciated, unloved, through drug addiction, through homelessness, through feelings of abandonment from a father that left me when I was an infant child, through all of those things, for the full fruit of being the man of God that I am, and still growing, y'all, but have accomplished so many things through the open doors that God provides, through the strength that God provides. All I did is just said, Lord, come into my life. And when I opened the heart door, Jesus came in, followed by Holy Spirit God, and my life has never been the same. Amen goes right there. We are celebrating resurrection of our Lord Jesus. On this particular day, us believers, we celebrate it every day, but as a collective nationwide celebration, it is Good Friday leading up to Resurrection Sunday, and I am just happy and excited to have anointed people like this young lady that is coming to us to share with us her testimony. She is a gospel artist. She has new music out that we are going to be playing, but right now we have the privilege of having National Gospel Artist Woman of God from Fort Wayne, Indiana, here with us to testify and to tell us about all of the good things that God has done for her, that God is doing for her, and that we believe, and she believes, that God will continue to do for her as a student at Morris Brown College in Atlanta, Georgia. Lord Jesus, this woman of God, she's going to bless y'all right now, right here. And I am excited, y'all, to introduce her, as well as many other anointed God people. Woman of God, Carmen Yates, gospel artist, is here, y'all, to testify about the good things of God. Amen. Praise God. Yes, indeed, woman of God, Carmen Yates, welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. How you doing, my dear sister in Christ? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, my dear. I want to give a shout-out to woman of God, Shanine Bonner, for working this arrangement out to bring you to this anointed.
Most definitely. I did say
anointed, correct? You did hear me say anointed, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fire. The Gospel Experience, woman of God. Listen, you have music that we will be playing shortly, talking about A Better Me. But before we get into that very, very rich discussion, which I know it's got to be, because I understand exactly what you're talking about when you talk about A Better Me. Jesus is the reason. Amen.
Oh, most
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about how you reached a point when Jesus Christ became the person most desired in your life to where you wanted to become a Christian?
Well, it started when I was a young girl. I started out singing at Union Baptist Church. I started singing at the age of 9. Always had a love for the Lord. Always had a love for the Lord. And it was at age around 14 or 15 where I received...
Mm-hmm.
So I've been riding with Jesus for a mighty long time.
Amen. Let me ask you this, woman of God. I accepted Jesus Christ at the age of 15, and like many of us believers in Christ, I thought once I was I acknowledged that God was real and that I was baptized, and that I wouldn't go to church every now and then, I thought I was good to go. It wasn't until some 7 years later in my early 20s that when I actually had a desire to draw closer to God, that I started reading and studying His Word beyond my childhood Sunday school classes. And I realized that I was living a life that God was not pleased with, and I was shocked. Did you have any experiences like that in your Christian life?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And then I've realized that being outside of His presence is very dangerous. I mean, being on the journey with Christ is not an easy road, but it's necessary for your life. It's necessary for your soul.
No.
But there are many situations where I've strayed outside of the anointing, outside of His covering.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I learned my lesson. Life is lesson.
Yep. I'm going to tell you this, woman of God. You said that this Christian life is not easy, and He never promised that He would be. As a matter of fact, what He did tell us is that He said that ye that live godly shall suffer persecution.
Yep.
Why? Because we're surrounded by a majority of people that do not believe in Jesus Christ. So they're being carried away by ungodly influence. They're living by their morals. They think that if I don't beat nobody up, if I don't cuss too much and don't get drunk and I'm not a violent person, that will get me into heaven. Can you help us understand that good character is not enough to satisfy a jealous God, a holy God, to let us live with Him in eternity?
Exactly. It is not enough. We have to sacrifice ourselves almost daily. We have to deny ourselves daily to be on this journey with Christ. It might not feel good. It might not, you know, when you're stepping into Christ to be a new believer, you're going to get some bumps. ahead on the road, on this journey, but it is necessary, and it is worth it, and it will pay off. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know anything of any valid substance, woman of God, Carmen Yates, that is easy. I mean, for you to
That's
be
right.
a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, an architect,
That's right.
anybody that wants to be skilled at higher levels has got to press their way through and make sacrifices.
Yes.
So if we have
yes.
to do that
yes.
on a human, earthly level, why should we not expect to do that for the creator of all things, the omnipotent God?
Exactly. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? Amen.
I count it as an honor. I count it as an honor to even be selected to press my way, to examine
right.
myself, to separate myself from those things that I used to not only indulge in that didn't please God, but loved indulging in them. Come on, church. I know I said something.
Amen.
See,
Amen. Glory to God.
This is fire the gospel experience. This is fire the gospel experience, woman of God, common grace, where between the church and the world that we live in, platforms such as myself are here to break down the truths that maybe the church has not addressed yet, and also to reach out to everyone, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, in a very real way, where we're not trying to quote scriptures and run the Bible down your throat. We're just telling you plain and simple that we love God and He's transformed our lives and that the Bible is right. That's all we're trying to do.
That's right. So very true.
So tell us about this wonderful project that I'm about to play, Better Me. What was the circumstances surrounding this song? Because I know it's got to be a story connected to it. Come on now.
Most definitely. Actually, when I wrote the song, I was dealing with suicidal depression. I was homeless. My children were, you know, in a rebellious state. And, I had to write something to encourage myself in the midst of the storm. And recorded it, and it's an amazing song. It's an amazing song. It really spoke to what God had for me, and I didn't realize it then. But sometimes in the midst of your storm, you have to encourage yourself.
You sure do.
Yep.
I believe David told us that a long time ago. Didn't he say sometimes you have to encourage yourself?
Yep. Most definitely.
Amen.
You sure did.
Amen.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and pull this big old spotlight and shine it on this. I'm trusting and believing anointed woman of God. She told y'all just a piece of her testimony, and right now she's letting y'all know through song that here is more of her more current testimony that's gotten better and better, just like she has. Better me.
Glory to God.
As I look back on my life, I've endured a lot of pain. What was the ultimate struggle? Was to set up for my gain. Through all the tears that I've shed, through all the troubles that I've seen, has made me so much stronger. 'Cause I'm a better me. I have trampled upon my foe. My God has made a way out of no way. For every door that has been closed. So watch me do it, won't he?
do it, watch me do it, watch me soar. No, I won't break, no, I won't fall. Feet of a lion, hear me roar. Better me, better me, better me, better me, better me, better me, better me.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. Your evangelistic outreach station where we are glorifying God every opportunity that we have, not just on this platform, no, every day in our Christian lives. We are looking to be a light wherever we may go. And we are just blessed by this woman of God, Carmen Yates, singing a beautiful,
Amen.
Beautiful testimonial song, A Better Me,
Glory
Better Me.
God.
Woman of God, yes. God is blessing your life. What plans do you see God working in your future? Can you see God working on some new things? Do you have some new projects in the works?
I do have some new projects that I'll be working on in the future. My focus for this whole ministry is to, as the recording says, decree records. We are to decree the word.
Mm-hmm.
To the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We are working for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
So I do have some new projects that I'm going to be working on in the future. So stay tuned.
Okay.
Stay tuned to me.
Amen. I think that
Amen.
Is absolutely phenomenal and it's wonderful. I am just happy to be associated with you, woman of God, newly associated with you in this kingdom collaboration, because it's all about souls being saved so that God gets the glory, God gets the praise. No matter of the trials, the troubles, or the devastation that we see in our world, in our country, in our homes, in our lives, we have a God that is able to keep us and restore us. If we only believe. That's the only thing God requires of us. And if
That's
we
right.
believe, it includes mind, body, and soul. Those are the three evidences that you have genuine faith. You are a supplying your mind available to the Word of God. You are using your body in service to God and keeping it a clean temple. And you have given your spirit to God. That means you are intimately connected with the God who created us. Amen. So, woman of God, listen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us your testimony. It was short, but it was sweet, and it was powerful. And I believe that if you continue to do the will of God, that you will be a fruitful branch in service to our God, and that God will bless you so much. If you press it down, shake it together, it'll still be running over in your bosom, so much so that you'll have to go and run and tell somebody about the goodness of God. You're going to have to share blessings, because the blessings will overflow you. And you will realize these blessings aren't just for me. God gave me these blessings just so that I can pass them on to somebody else. And in return, your soul, your heart, and your mind will be refreshed just being an instrumental vessel for God Almighty. That's my prayer for you,
God,
and I ain't going to take
glory.
It back.
Amen. Amen. I like that.
Woman of God, if you continue to sing this anointed music that you're singing, I'll continue to provide you with the airplay that you need. If you feel this burning in your spirit and you want to come and have a place to testify, you get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ronnie Jefferson, and I will save a seat for you. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that.
Well, amen. Listen, woman of God, you be blessed, and I thank God for you. Woman of God,
I thank God for you.
God gets the glory. God gets the praise. Y'all keep your ears and your eyes open for Woman of God, Carmen Yates, because God is going to do tremendous things in her life. Amen. Watch and see. Y'all watch it. Y'all watch out, y'all think I'm playing. Y'all will see for yourselves. God is going to work a new thing in her life, just like I believe and trust that God is going to work a new thing in your life. But you got to believe. You got to look circumstances in the face where you know people are running your name down, where you know people are making accusations against you that you know you ain't never had no part in that mess. You got to be able to continue to trust God when within yourself you feel a heaviness in your own spirit, in your own mind, and in your own soul, and roll over just like you roll over in the bed and get up and say, I'm not going to settle for that. Amen. I am going to trust God no matter come hell or come high water. I'm telling y'all what I know about God Almighty, and you're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. I certainly want to thank Woman of God, Frances Riley, First Lady of In His Presence Worship Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, where the pastor is gospel artist, man of God, Pastor Kevin Riley, for nominating this Fire Gospel Experience for the Music Love Awards of 2023. I attended my first Music Love Awards in 2022 and had such a fabulous time, and I was just contacted and informed that this Fire Gospel Experience has been recognized. So I feel like a winner already. Just by being recognized with so many anointed people of God, I just want to say thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. I am just blessed. I am overwhelmed with joy. Amen. Listen, here's Woman of God, Catrice Cornett. And we're going to continue with this theme about joy. She is a member of the Carey Sisters, and she's letting y'all know to count it all joy. I put that CD in that she sent me, and I'm telling y'all, for at least a whole week, I let the Carey Sisters bless my soul. I just left that bad boy in there, just let it play. Every song is anointed. Every song blessed my life. I'm going to say this again. I've said this previously in past broadcasts. We've seen the story about the Clark Sisters. Hollywood, hear my voice. When y'all going to put the documentary story about these anointed sisters, the Carey Sisters, talking about counting all joy? Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah.
Hello, this is Gloria Bower, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year nominee and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at thebowernetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Sounds of my Kevin Riley on this Fire Gospel Experience. Don't you know that it was love that lifted up our Lord Jesus from the grave? That very same powerful of love is still lifting up the lives of minds, of spirits, and souls into the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls all over the world. Thank you, man of God. Pastor Riley on this Fire, fire, fire. Gospel experience. Hallelujah.
Hello, I'm urban Christian artist Gayla James, an anointed gospel artist that is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone that would change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship and praise for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone 239-867-1273 or by email gaylajames.james1@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, an unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
It's 5 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets. I'm just thinking about how good the Lord has been to me. I wanted to give up
and
no love,
because I am hated.
But I know he loves me so, and I want wonder how I made it through.
I took the good, the bad, and all I had,
but somehow I made it through. Never could tell it all. He picked me up when I fall.
Never forget your love and grace,
'cause you let me see another day. And
every opportunity that we hear that you give us breath, we are going to breathe out sincere praise from our spirit, from our hearts, and from our very souls. Sounds of Woman of God, Gayla James, taking us to a place of praise behind the veil on this fire. gospel experience. And it goes right there. Our resurrected Lord has claimed victory over death, hell, and the grave. Lord Jesus, that's everything. So the devils are trembling right now because they know that they are facing an unconquerable foe. Well, it was their choice to try to subvert Almighty God and coup right there in heaven, right before the presence of the Almighty One. The devil, Satan, the high archangel transformed into Satan, the demonic one, Father of lies, the devil, had persuaded one-third of the holy angels, and they too became demons. Amen. So, that's amazing to be in the presence of God and then say, I want to be God. I want that throne. I want that seat. Well, he got a seat, all right. He got a seat that's going to be burning with fire and brimstone eternally. And the Bible says, where the worm dies not. That means you will continuously be fed upon by pain, agony, searing in your soul, devil, unbelievers, like you've never known. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and this is the segment of Word of Inspiration for this Fire Gospel Experience, where you anointed orators and speakers of good and godly things are given this opportunity to come and be a part and share this wonderful gift of speaking into our lives, feeding our minds, bodies, and souls. To live holy, to live righteous, to live an impactful life with power, power, power. Where God is using us beyond anything that we could have ever thought or imagined or even prayed for. And my special guest is a regular woman of God that comes to this fire gospel experience. Woman of God, she has her own platform, Kimberly Holiday, right here, letting us know that his grace is always sufficient. Amen.
You're listening to the Bootleg Bible Devotional right here on Insanely Gifted Radio. My name is Kimberly Holiday. Today's conversation is, what shall we fear? And I'm giving you some scriptures to add to your scriptorial, is that a word, toolbox, so that when you find yourself in a situation, when depression and anxiety and fear are looming around and attempting to rob and steal your joy, it is my prayer that these scriptures will come to mind for you. From the King James Version, there is a familiar passage that reminds us to cast all of our cares and anxieties on the Lord, for he cares for us. I know that one by heart. And you know what? Not only do we need to know the word of God, but we need to make it personal. So here goes. Kimberly, cast all your cares and anxieties on me, for I care for you. I want to read this from the Passion Translation, and the Word of God reads as follows. Pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you. I also want to read 2 Corinthians 12, beginning at verse 9, which reminds us that our weakness is actually our portal to God's grace. From the King James Version, this is also a familiar passage that reminds us that God's grace is sufficient. Reading from the Passion Translation, beginning at verse 9. But he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, more than one, plural. For when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. Verse 10, so I'm not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. Amen. My name is Kimberly Holiday, and you're listening to the Bootleg Bible Devotional right here on Insanely Gifted Radio. Don't touch that dial.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Kimberly Holiday, you blessed us, and we thank you so much. She is an amazing woman of God. She has her own broadcast. And I'm trying to tell y'all, she starts my day off. She is over at KAZI 88.7 FM. She is the voice and soul of Austin. That is that radio station right there in Austin, Texas. Amen. You're going to want to get up early and catch her broadcast. Go to our Facebook page and get all the particulars so that you can be blessed by Kimberly Holiday as she blesses us. I'm telling you. Thank you, woman of God. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We are celebrating. We are giving God his just due praise. We are lifting up holy hands and saying, shouting, thank you. Hallelujah. Right here. Now and always, dear God, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. You hear that? Honor and glory. We're not going to hold back nothing, Lord, because when you laid down your life, you suffered and you were tortured and you were beaten beyond human recognition. And because of that, we will never, ever be the same. Because of our relationship with you. Here's man of God, Kellyante Gavin, talking about never being the same once I'm in.
You're going higher, never be the same. Never be the same. Oh, MK, I'll never be the same.
Never be the same.
I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. I'm gonna cut off friends. I'll never be the same. Gonna let people go. I'll
never
be the same. When they say you change, no, I grow, never be the same. Ooh, I'll never be the same, no, 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 no. Just because you're all alone, doesn't mean you're lonely. I gotta be all by myself, yeah. God, I will never be the same. Oh, oh, my yes is for real this time. My yes is for real this time. My yes is for real this time. Thank you for the change. If you're not the same person you was last year, I dated to tell God, thank you for the change. No, I'm not talking, I ain't talking about 5 years ago, I'm talking about last year. Thank you for the change. If I had 10 billion tongues, that wouldn't be enough to tell you thank you. Jesus, say, for all you've done, I wanna say thank you. Jesus, for all you've done, I wanna say thank you. Gotta go. Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you, Jesus. For all you've done, I wanna say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Can y'all say that? Say, I wanna say thank you, Jesus, for all. For all you've done, I wanna say
I'm just so thankful, Lord God, that you saved us, Lord God. Sounds of Man of God, Kalante Gavin, was here on this fire gospel experience, giving God his just due praise. We'll never be the same, and we are grateful, Lord God, for you coming into our lives. Amen.
Hello, my name is Lionel Shipman, empowerment speaker, financial coach, radio host, and author. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to contact me for financial coaching, mentoring, and encouragement with my broadcast, The Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show, every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the CWR Talk Network on Blog Talk Radio, where you can take control of your financial life and be enlightened in your money matters. Also, I encourage you to purchase my books, Sacred Vows, The Knot or Not, a relationship communication book, and my most recent book, Money Responsibly, my first finance book. You can get autographed copies of my book by submitting your request on my website at shipmanconsulting.com. That is shipmanconsulting.com. The books are also available on Amazon. You can contact me at contact@shipmanconsulting.com. Again, that's contact@shipmanconsulting.com, or hit me up on Facebook under my name, Lionel Shipman. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, tune into the fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Bless you all.
mind and never stop.
Hello, I'm gospel artist Richie Irby of Mile & Company, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspiration and the very best gospel music. I pray that our music ministry will uplift your spirit and give you a new strength. You can follow us on all social media outlets and download our music at iTunes, Amazon, Facebook, among many others. And for booking information, call 864-357-4906 or email shakasimusic@gmail.com. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom business.
I'm just so glad, so happy, so excited, y'all, to be saved. Sounds of Man of God, Richie E. Irby. And Lord Jesus, I just want y'all to know this young man, he sends me spiritual devotions every morning and just blesses my spirit so much. So I contacted him. I say, man of God, I will be playing your music today. I'm going to shout you out, Richie E. Irby. And let the people know that you are such an anointed inspiration of God musically and with your words of encouraging inspiration. I've invited him to come on to my show. I need for that young man to be a regular special guest on my Word of Inspiration so that he can bless each one of you listening in the body of Christ. Or if you are listening to this broadcast and you're wondering and you're trying to figure out and decide for yourself, if this thing about the Bible that we're proclaiming as Jesus Christ as being the Son of God Almighty, that he walked on water, that he rose from the dead, that he healed sick people, he healed all manner of infirmities, blindness, any demon possession. This man had unbelievable creative power like we've never seen. I mean, so much so that over 2,000 years ago, we're still bragging and talking about the life of this one man, Jesus Christ, who we believe is actually God Almighty, recreated, incarnated in human flesh. Amen, amen, amen. So thank you, man of God, Richie Irby. Looking forward to continued kingdom collaboration with you as well. We are sharing for your spiritual consideration and your spiritual consumption from the book of the Gospel according to John, starting at chapter 20, verses 2 through 4 is where we will start our reading for our spiritual sanctification. Amen, amen, amen. We are celebrating the wonderful time of our Lord Jesus as Resurrection Sunday, where we just collectively as a nation, as a world, those of us who believe, we just commemorate our God. No, he didn't tell us to do it. The only thing he told us to remember is to eat this bread and drink this wine in commemoration of me, of the body that was broken and the blood that was shed. But you know what? The Bible also says that when we just give what we're required of, that's just the minimum of what we could do. It's okay for us to go above and beyond even what the Bible requires, because wherever you are in your spiritual walk, if you give a little, then you're going to get a little. If you give a lot, you're going to get a lot. That's because God has opened doors that he is willing to pour out to us according to what we believe, not to according to what we deserve, but according to what we are willing to render unto God and then watch and see God render back unto us. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold in good measure. From the book of John, chapter 20, verses 2 through 3, read, "Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Verse 3 says, "Peter therefore went forth," that brother shot out the door. He wasn't waiting on nobody. "And that other disciple shot out the door too, and came to the sepulchre. So they both ran together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre." Saints of the Most High God, we're living in those prophesied times of the Old Testament and of our Lord Jesus, when there will be great upheavals coming from all directions, earthly, natural catastrophe, as we've recently witnessed a record 100 tornadoes all on one day, April 1st, 2023, all across the country, all across our nation, 100 tornadoes touching down. There are also the issues socially, economically, racially, politically, and many, many more dynamics of our lives that have turned topsy-turvy and upside down sideways. However, we as believers of our Lord Jesus Christ cannot afford to hold back from our God-ordained positions and platforms and bite our sanctified lips, attempting to hopefully get in where we can fit in? No, ma'am, no, sir. This is the point in our personal lives and public history where we take our stand and run and go tell that great news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus' resurrection and redemption. Verse 20, verse 1 of chapter 20 says, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Chapter 20, verse 1. Verse 2 says, then she runneth. She runneth. Oh, everybody runneth. And cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they are. Mary Magdalene saw that our Lord Jesus had suffered terribly, then mercilessly crucified and died. Yet these horrific events did not deter her spirit and douse the flames of love for our Messiah Jesus. The first day of the week, which many believe had been named the first day of our calendar week because of that resurrection Sunday rising of our Christ, which would fall directly in line with our world's 2023 calendar, which actually also signifies these events and time that our Lord Jesus walked this earth some 2,020 years ago. Now, how many people have you ever heard having such a singular, powerful world impact where our calendars worldwide are based upon a person's life existence other than Jesus the Christ? I don't know nobody. I'll wait. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay. That's what we thought. Matthew 24:1-B says, when it was yet dark unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone away from the sepulcher. The darkness of the day never beleaguered Mary Magdalene, nor the physical confrontation of a huge stone blocking her way. She was motivated to go in spite of any and all challenges. Now, honestly, can we testify like this did Mary Magdalene? Can we go forward? I'm certain, not sure, but still moving and going and living in faith, knowing that there may be some things that we of our own are not able to conquer, not able to resolve, but yet and still trusting in Almighty God. Verse 2 said, then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Mary Magdalene, shocked and dismayed, led her to go and run to other believers of what she had found. Oh, how I pray for the days when we as believers will develop a trust and confidence to go to other fellow believers, brothers and sisters, and share even the most dire and hurtful circumstances that we all endure, so that we as a body of believers can heal together and not suffer alone. Verse 3 says, Peter therefore went forth and the other disciple and came to the sepulcher. Verse 4, so they both ran together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter. He wasn't playing. I got to get there. I got to go. And came first to the sepulcher, just like Mary Magdalene. The apostle Peter and John put their faith and hope into action, even while they were distressed. Are we, as modern-day believers, still urgently pressing on with our faith intact, even when uncertainty would fill us up to a state of inactivity and have us docile in our own trapped emotional domain? Even when we pull ourselves together and we see that other believers like Apostle John outran the Apostle Peter, doesn't matter. All that matters is that we all eventually reach the desired assignment together. Amen. We are so much better when we work together as a fully functioning, fruitful body of Christ. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we're talking about run and tell that. Go! I dare you. Let me see you run. Act like you mean it. Act like man of God Monte Henderson and run with all that you got, all that you have, all that I am. My heart, my mind, my soul, all that I have, dear God, I make it available to you as an offering that you will receive just as an expression of the gratitude, the joy, and appreciation that I have for you for revealing your omnipotent self unto me. You've changed my life, God, and I thank you. I am forever eternally grateful for this beautiful, intimate relationship that will last throughout eternity. Sounds of Man of God, Monte Henderson, and All That I Am. And then before that, we heard from Man of God, Richie E. Irby, So Glad That I'm Saved. And yes, 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 that was Woman of God, Ebony Gibson. She's building something, y'all. I love it. She's building something off of the rock, who is Jesus. He is the foundation. He is the chief cornerstone. And I promise you, when you build off of your life off of our Lord Jesus as the chief cornerstone, the rest of your life will be erected in such a stable and sustaining way that the storms of life will come. The winds of circumstance and adversity may blow, but you'll be able to stand because you're kept by the amazing power of our God. We are talking about go, run, and tell that from the gospel according to the Apostle John, verse 20. Chapter 20, verses 2 through 4. And verse 5 of John, the 20th chapter, says, and he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet he went not in. Talking about the Apostle John, who outran the Apostle Peter. But because, listen, there may be the times when those of us who arrive before others will still need the presence, the leadership, and the confidence of other believers because their faith will help us overcome any fears that some of us who may have run ahead to move forward. Sometimes you can be in such a sanctified hurry that you're so anxious to get to a conclusion and be there to serve, but once you get into a situation, it may not be as easy to ascertain as you maybe thought, believe while you was in the process of arriving. But once you get there, you'll look around and you'll see some old heads. You'll see some people that are wise in life circumstances. And they, we, us, will be able to collectively surmise this through spiritual discernment as we are led by Holy Spirit God and make sure that we do the appropriate action. Verse 6 says, then cometh Simon Peter. See, I told you. Following him, and went into the sepulcher and see if the linen clothes lying there. Now, here comes Peter. You may outrun me, but when I get there, I'm solid enough in my faith to continue to move forward. Amen. Verse 7 says, and the napkin that was about his head, not laying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. The Bible declares that God is a God of order. Amen. Decency and order. And even though they had overcome their anxieties, apprehensions, and cautions, they did witness the evidence of where Jesus' body did once lay. Now, this is important because this reminds us that when we can't sense the Lord's presence in our lives, we should reflect back on the linen and napkins circumstances in our own life where we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that surely the Lord was and still is in our lives. Verse 8 says, then went in also the other disciple which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and he believed. You see how we strengthen one another by our actions of faith? Not just faith alone, but how our actions of our faith can encourage others to follow us as we, Holy Spirit God's leading. Verse 9 says, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So as other believers see our faith to move, this action on our behalf will indeed inflate their own courage and faith to follow. Following, of course, as we ourselves are governed by Holy Spirit God to keep believing, to move, and then go and run and tell the gospel story message of how the only living human being, God in human flesh, our Lord Jesus, was able to rise on his own power from the dead. Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. I lay it down on my own. And if I lay it down, I am able to raise it up again. So just like we rise from our bed of sleep, and that's through the power of God, our Lord Jesus is so uniquely human and yet undeniably God, we are commissioned to go run and tell that to a world of unbelief, yes, that needs to believe to be saved. Amen, amen, amen. Now, you heard my inspiration. I need you to go run and tell that. Just like woman of God, King Mother's going to let you know, God will always make a way. Now, go run and tell that part. I dare you. Go run. And tell it. Tell it from your heart, mind, and
make a way. I be grinding, I be shining, getting through all the pressure like a diamond. I keep climbing, put my time in, but God knows in my head I'm in my signing. I won't sign away my life, I see the climbing. I was chosen like David for Goliath. No comparison, this is my assignment. Say what you want, I'ma stay in alignment. I be grinding, but I feel like things just stay the same. Trying to keep the faith, but I don't see a change. I be feeling burnt out, trying to make a way. I just say a prayer when I wake up every day. I don't know what to do, but to keep going. I don't know how to feel, but I ain't wrong. When I feel like I really can't keep going, it be hard, but I know it won't last long. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. Last long. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. Gonna make a way. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. Last long. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. Ready or not, here I go, things ain't been the same. I just keep it cool, cause I know that I'm insane. I be wanna bug up, but I know my lane. I just wanna live my passion, y'all can keep the same. Every time I'm feeling low, I just write my pain. I be wanna show my heart, but this life a game. From the coldest and the darkest city ever made, I just took my feelings out, I am not Lene. When I was Geechee, I was wild and made the vision plain. I be feeling like I'm closer when I'm in LA. When I don't really vibe with people, I just go my way. People lame these days, gotta play it safe. Gotta make a way. I be grinding, but I feel like things just stay the same. Trying to keep the faith, but I don't see a change. I be feeling burnt out, trying to make a way. I just say a prayer when I wake up every day. I don't know what to do, but to keep going. I don't know how to feel, but I ain't wrong. When I feel like I really can't keep going, it be hard, but I know it won't last long. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. Last long. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. Gotta play it safe. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. It be hard, but I know it won't last long. It be hard, but I know it won't last long.
I'm talking about my God, my God. There's nobody like
I can never, never, never get enough of your love, dear Father God, because you just pour out so much tremendous blessings of love that we are just overwhelmed by. Sounds of Nashville Live, and y'all know that was Miss Talkbox talking about My God, My God. And yes, before that, we heard from Woman of God, King Mother, talking about how God always seems to make a way. I'm just so blessed to have you all join me here on another fire gospel experience. Y'all bless me. Every chance I get, that's why I make it a point to bring my very best so that I can be a blessing to you as we honor God together, collectively, in harmony, in unity, lifting up holy hands, praising our God with a mind that is set to give God our total well-being, mind, body, and soul. I want to thank my special guest, Woman of God, gospel artist, Carmen Yates, for just coming in so profoundly, so delicately in spirit and so confident in God, talking about being a better me. And I want to thank Woman of God, entrepreneur, advocate, as well as media personality, Woman of God Kimberly Holiday, for the recorded message of Grace is Sufficient over there at KAZI 88.7 FM in Austin, Texas. Yes, Lord. Well, I guess I would just like to just leave you all with one final word, if I may, just to encourage your spirit and your soul. Wisdom will have us move away from where there is no peace to keep our peace. Amen. Peace is precious and peace is priceless. If you don't believe me, try living without peace. Oh, okay. Y'all already know. Okay, so y'all just say amen right there, right there. We'll leave y'all with Woman of God, Trina Sharif, Cuff, featuring Christina Pruitt, as we lift up the Savior, as we lift up our God. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the healer, the provider, the caretaker of our very souls, who loves us so much he wants us to spend eternity with him. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, as we celebrate him overcoming hell, death, and the grave to be ruler, King of kings, and Lord of lords. And we celebrate and say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What's my favorite?
To it. You would never catch me with a day fate, cause I gave Christ all my day weight. Everything that had me in a day state. It's not a feeling, but I'm faith driven and I'm ready with it in the willing spirit. I stay willing, ain't no hitting missing, and I'm solid even when it's hitting different. I know a mud life and I play dirt. With that said, it's a lot of things I made worse. Because of Christ, I'm no longer out there head first. Now I just sit back, relax, and watch my faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work. 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 My faith got me living pretty risky. I live it out, cause no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Nope.
You can't hit me. Clothed in the word, got me looking swifty. Watch me run it up, blessed and I'm worry free. Elevating firm faith, you can't worry me. Romans 1:17, yeah. No, I don't condone that. I put in work and it's on a double. I look at my troubles and make them struggle. It's nothing to it when the Lord do it. I get all through it and it's not a tuggle. Whenever I'm flowing, the favor be showing. I'm shining and glowing. There's none of me. Cause I understand the assignment whenever he call me and put it in front of me. I know what mud like and I play dirt. With that said, it's a lot of things I made worse. Because of Christ, I'm no longer out the head first. Now I just sit back, relax, and watch my faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work. 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 Watch my faith work.
On faith.
Now listen, man. My faith talk is the word of God.
That's it.
Which clearly says the just shall live by faith.
Uh-huh.
And in case I wasn't clear the first time.
Just in case.
Let me say it again. Now I believe God. Watch my faith work.